Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, call it 16 till 7. Ramon Antonio Vargas joins us now, our friend, editor and reporter at The Guardian. How you doing, Ramon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time. And you know, I always appreciate you and David Hammer and the work that you all do as it relates to this. So many different stories that would not see the light of day were it not for your work, and this is a particularly ugly one as it comes to the Archdiocese of New Orleans and abuse survivors. Give me a little bit of context and the latest on what your reporting says, if you can, Ramon, please.
Sure. You know, we reported last week that obviously the bankruptcy, the Archdiocese at one point was faced with so many clergy abuse lawsuits related to the, you know, clergy abuse, clergy molestation scandal that's been going on there for decades, that it filed for bankruptcy. And this was all the way back in 2020, after years of legal wrangling, $40 million in expenses. Finally, on Friday, both a committee that represents clergy molestation victims and their interest in the bankruptcy, as well as the Archdiocese, went ahead and filed their plans to settle. And they had kind of imposed a deadline of Monday, like self-imposed that deadline to do it. And they went ahead and filed it. They went ahead and filed, you know, competing plans to kind of settle the entire thing. And they are, it is safe to say, they are quite a bit apart. And the best way to kind of put it to you is that the victims committee is seeking about $2 million, per claim to settle. And the church's competing offer is about $125,000 per claim. And, that's obviously once you start kind of, once you start kind of counting how many claims you're talking about, the distances become quite a bit. You got in bigger numbers. Another way to put it, it's the victims are asking for about, you know, asking for, you know, $1 billion. But I mean, the bulk of that, more than $800 million of that would be from insurance companies. It'd be about $84 million from the Archdiocese that they're seeking, and then the I think the affiliates would be about $133 million, if I remember correctly. And that's going to be, keep in mind that it's about more than 180 apostolates, right? So you're talking about schools, individual churches, ministries like Christopher Holmes, et cetera. So that they'd be divided that among, you know, more than, if it works out. So they're looking for about a little less than $1 million from each of those. And then the Archdiocese's counteroffer is $62.5 million divided among the Archdiocese and its apostolates, its affiliates. Nothing from insurance. I've been trying to get some clarity on that. I'm curious as to, I mean, I know certainly the Archdiocese has been given the opinion that they don't believe, that the insurance companies don't believe that they're on the hook for any of the abuse claims.
Well, insurance companies never believe that they're on the hook for anything, right?
Sure. And then the other, I mean, and this is the most important thing, right? the reason, I think one of the big reasons between the gulf that exists between those two figures, right, is the, in earlier this year, the abuse survivors and their advocates scored a major legal victory when the Supreme Court upheld a law, the state Supreme Court, Louisiana Supreme Court upheld a law that gave people in Louisiana the right temporarily to sue for abuse claims and to pursue civil damages over, more efficient claims long ago. And it didn't matter how long ago it was, it's statute of limitations, prescription, et cetera. None of that was a factor. The only organization, and it wasn't exclusively, targeting, the Catholic Church or anything like that. The only organization to oppose the law when it was being passed was the Louisiana Catholic Conference, the Louisiana Conference Catholic Bishops. They certainly, Catholic organizations, filed briefs supporting, opposing the law's constitutionality. I think it was the Diocese of Lafayette that requested that law be struck down as unconstitutional. Victims kind of like triumph in that fight, and I know that that law was upheld, and so that's what they believe, that their values, they argue, and I think they have a lot of a lot of evidence for it. I mean, given that now they have the constitutional right to do it, that it would cost more. I think the church continues, and they've reflected this position openly in court, that they continue to believe that law, no matter what the state Supreme Court has said, that law is unconstitutional. Those claims are prescribed, or those claims have been filed too late, and so they are basically worthless, the bulk of them.
Let me take a break here, Ramon, if I can. When we come back, one question I have is, I'm looking at your story here. A vast majority of the money in the abuse claimant's proposal, roughly $800 million, should come from the insurance companies, according to the plan. But the church counteroffers with $62.5 million, more than $900 million less than what they were looking for, that $800 million from insurance companies, and then $84 million from the Archdiocese and its affiliates. I guess what I'm wondering is, who's negotiating for whom? Is the Archdiocese trying to protect their assets or protect the insurance company? Because if I'm the Archdiocese, I'm saying, well, if I want to do what's right by everybody, well, then let's turn this over to the insurance company. And why isn't the insurance company involved in this? Maybe you can clear all of that up when we come back. 651 Traffic Now, WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back with Ramon Antonio Vargas, editor and reporter at The Guardian. He's got a story about what the church is offering. Victims are seeking $1 billion. Church is offering $62.5 million. I don't know who's lowballing whom here. If we just hear that commercial, is the insurance company lowballing the victims? Is the church lowballing the victims? Why did they not turn this over to the insurance company? I'm confused, Ramon.
Yeah, I've been seeking some clarity in that myself. I mean, I know earlier in the proceeding, right, the insurance companies have certainly spoken up about feeling sort of like not feeling kind of like shut out as far as like the mediation process, as far as like, this process of working towards a settlement, which obviously has been years long and doesn't seem close to happening. while we were on break, right, and one of the attorneys who represents abuse survivors in this case, Bill Loretto, right, says, you know, he wonders if insurance companies may argue at some point that they weren't given sufficient notice of the offer that was coming forward. It's obviously the church's plan, right, represents a number of kind of like broken promises, even as it stands now, right, including one being that at one point, you know, the Archdiocese had reflected insurance is going to cover the bulk of it, right? Now they're putting forward a plan that has, you know, that is obviously going to be covered mostly by itself and by its affiliates, right? At one point, very early, the affiliates weren't going to be affected at all, and now, you know, under their plan, you know, they're putting up a chunk of a you know, a multi-million-dollar settlement, $62.5 million. I can tell you that on behalf of like the survivors, right? And certainly, I mean, there's way too many of them to name, but certainly you've seen a guy like James Adams on the air. You've certainly seen, you know, his advocates on the air. You know, we've heard the names Richard Trahan, Soren Gisselson, John Danina, all of their clients, Aaron Hebert, you know, all, et cetera. Those dudes, Chrissy Schubert, those attorneys, right? I think all of them would find so offensive. Everyone saw that deposition from earlier this year, in which the person that they put in charge of the bankruptcy got a $1 million settlement for a neck injury, right? And they're offering their clients, about a tenth of that at this point.
The victims are looking for $2 million a claim. Church is offering $125,000. The victims are saying there's $800 million of insurance money that's available. The insurance companies are certainly going to fight that. You're looking at this either from a Fortune 500 company or from a religion as to limiting liability or doing what's right. And as at this point, we don't know who the lowball offer came from. Was it the insurance company or the archdiocese, or who's representing whom?
I mean, look, the victims are searching for what would be the largest settlement of its kind. That said, I think also the Archdiocese's plan also reflects a refusal to accept that the victims now have the constitutional right to seek the claims that they're looking for.
Got to come back. Thank you, Ramon.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.